And church, would you stand with me tonight? And I'll give Randy a chance to run back down. I don't know about catching his breath, but he'll get back down here in just a minute. Why don't you turn with me over to page number 57 if you need it? And we don't do this near as often as we should, but we're going to sing tonight about God's amazing grace. We'll sing the first and the last, page 57, Amazing Grace. Traveling Mercies. Amen. Bringing you guys back safely to us, and we're so thankful for that. And some others that are unable to be with us today, some due to sickness and different things going on, and we just really need to lift them up in prayer. We've got a long list. I was looking at the list this morning of folks that are going through difficult times, and we just need to lift them up in prayer. And prayer is what changes things. Amen. You believe that God still answers prayer? Amen. Amen. He does. He truly does. Answered prayer in my life. I know he has in yours as well. So we just really need to lift these others up in prayer and ask the Lord to do great things that only he can do. Let's go to him in a word of prayer tonight. Pray for our pastor. And we had a great, great service this morning. Great message and a great moving of the Spirit. And we're very thankful for that. And so let's ask the Lord to be with us tonight. Bless the offering. Bless pastor. Be with these prayer requests. Brother Don, would you lead us as we pray?
here tonight. It's been a good day today. Good to see CCH with us tonight. And what a blessing having them here. And I wonder if anybody has a word of testimony before we begin tonight. Yes. Sure. Bless you, Miss Cassie. We love you. We appreciate you.
I would say you got to bring some election results. And I'm not
Amen.
A political fellow, but I'm just saying to you that the Democrat Party has taken God out of their political platform.
Yes, sir.
If somebody hollered Jesus is king and somebody says you're at the wrong rally, and you choose to hear that you were on the wrong track. And the Democrat Party literally in their convention had an abortion clinic right outside. The rule when Bill Clinton was the president was abortion was supposed to be safe, legal, and rare.
Right.
And it could have been absolutely a catastrophe for our country.
Yes,
we
sir.
We thank God for blessing, we pray with tears, and God would help us. And praise God.
Praise the Lord. God. Amen.
And Donald Trump's not a perfect man. I will say that for a thousand times, but oh, thank God for the mercy that our country got that day. I also want to say that Congress has been a huge voice with us. We have J.D. Carter.
And all right.
I think this is their first time in church, so you guys make them welcome.
Yes, yes. Amen, brother. Amen. Round of applause for that. Welcome to for our young fellas, Cabra's Children's Home, Cabra Baptist Church. Good to have you, boys. Good to have you. Anybody else tonight? We had a couple testimonies this morning, and we've had a couple tonight, so this is good. What a blessing. What a blessing. And, I before we open our Bibles, I remember now what I was going to say this morning. I tried to remember it before I preached, and I thought I remembered it when I preached, because I said I was about to mention it, but I didn't mention it. And so at lunch today, I told Christy, I remember what I was going to say. And so I'll just share it with you as we're testifying, with the things that we've got coming up. I was at one of my favorite places in the world one morning this week, the Grand's Convenience Store. and Brother Bobby said amen to that. And I was in there and I was getting ready to check out with my plate of food. And that may sound odd to some who don't know anything about the Grands getting a plate of food at the gas station. But I was getting in line and there was an older lady there. And I said, excuse me. And, I was trying to get behind her. She says, oh, young man. She says, I just wanted to tell you that everything's going to be all right. Wanted to tell you that you're a blessing, and you're a blessing to many people. I said, I put my hand like this, said, ma'am, said, God bless you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I was kind of taken back, you know. I tapped her on the shoulder. Things got quiet. I kind of have delayed reactions sometimes. I'm like, what just happened there? And I said, ma'am, she said, you a Christian? She goes, yes, sir, I am. I said, can I share a prayer request with you? And I mentioned Lily to her. And she said that she is going home and she has a prayer closet with scriptures on the walls that she has wrote and prayer requests, just like in the movie The Forge, the lady in the movie before that. She says she is going home and praying for our daughter and our situation. But she came to me first, and she told me everything's going to be all right. You tell me how she knew that. I'll tell you how she knew that. But God told her to tell me that. And what a blessing it is. You can just be going through your day, and God sent a messenger by that doesn't know you from anybody to encourage you. So we appreciate that. That's what I was going to say this morning. That's what I was going to say. I couldn't think of it and pull it out for nothing. But anyway. All right, 1 Timothy chapter 4 tonight. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Familiar verse number 12. And this message is for the young people tonight. But not just the young people, but all people. But it does find its basis for the younger person. But again, it is for everybody, and it's going to be 1 Timothy 4 in verse number 12 in just a moment. And I do want to pray, and we want to mention a couple things before we read our verse. Father, we love you, we thank you, we praise you. Not trying to be repetitive in my introduction of my prayer every time I pray, but we are thankful. And God, from a heart of thankfulness, Lord, we attempt to preach. I pray that you just help us do that. You are a good God, a good Father. And Lord, I'm so thankful that you lead and guide how you do and provide. I pray for the next few moments that you would be with me, help me to get out of the way. Only say the things that would please you. Help me rightly divide your word. Holy Spirit, apply it to the hearts of your people. And Lord, we will just praise you and thank you for all that you do tonight. In Jesus' name, we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. And amen. My family and I, we watched a movie probably a year ago. One night called The Hill. The Hill, it's a baseball movie. And it's a true story, actually. It's a story about a young man, a young boy at the time named Ricky Hill. And Ricky Hill had a dream of playing Major League Baseball, as a lot of young boys do, including myself. He had a problem, though, with his legs and his back, which was a hindrance to him at the time fulfilling his dream. When he grew up, he had an opportunity on a certain occasion to prove himself that in spite of his legs and the missing disc in his back, he could make the big leagues. So the day came for the MLB tryouts. The coach immediately told him no because of the obvious, but with tears in his eyes, he said, "Let me prove you wrong. I will hit every ball pitched to me." And that night, he hit all 11 times that he stood up to the plate. And it was a lot of times that night. If you watched the movie, the coach had him playing for both teams. But 11 times the ball was thrown to him that night, he hit every ball. He proved to the MLB coach, he proved them wrong. And he got a contract with the Montreal Expos, who are now the Washington Nationals. What does that have to do with me tonight? Well, this evening I want to say, as teenagers first, you are against the odds. Many people say that teenagers, young people, but tonight all people, we can say, many people think against the younger generation. And they think against a lot of people. They're immature. They're incapable of being an example. And so I say tonight, be a Christian on display. Prove people wrong. Young people, prove people wrong who think against you because of your age. And again, many think, well, they're young, they're immature, they're incapable of being an example. And that's just not true. You are capable of being an example. And you are capable, we're all capable of being a Christian on display. So notice, if you would, in 1 Timothy 4, verse number 12. The Bible says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. That's the verse I want to look at tonight. And let me just say that Paul is writing young Timothy, a young preacher, pastor, and is telling him there will be some who will think against him when he enters into the church because of his age. And so he says, to those that are thinking against you, be an example. Be an example. Tonight, for a few moments, I want to preach on this subject. Just this, a Christian on display, or prove yourself. Prove yourself. But I like the title, a Christian on display, because God certainly wants to display somebody that is a genuine, real Christian in a world that is dying and lost. God even wants to find some faith in the house of God. That's kind of odd to say, but everybody who goes to church isn't genuine. And so, will you be that Christian on display? Will you be that example among the brethren and among the world? I want to share some things with you out of this verse. Number one, we can be a Christian on display, and it all starts with the words that we speak. He says, let no man despise thy youth or think against thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word. And so he says, you can be a Christian on display, you can be an example, you can prove to those who are thinking against you because of your age, you can prove to them they're wrong, that you are mature based on your speech, based on your words. So he is basically talking about interaction with others. And he says socially, in everyday life, talking to young Timothy, prove with your words that you're different from the rest. And that's what I want to say to our young people tonight. First, but everybody else second. Let us prove to the world that we're different, that we are a genuine believer. Let us be Christians on display, displaying our words. Paul is saying there's plenty your age, young Timothy, that are drama kings and drama queens, but you be different. Is anybody else tired of the drama in life, whether it's in school, whether it's in the world, wherever it's at? I'm just tired of drama. Altogether, I'm done with it, all right? And so I want to be a person who displays Christ's love and Christ to a lost and dying world, but also even the church. I want to display God's love and character through my words. I don't want to be a drama king. I don't want to stir up drama. I don't want to be anywhere near drama. And so he says there are many young people who are being drama kings, drama queens. He says, but Timothy, you be different. You be different, Timothy. And there's many this evening that use bad language and has harsh speech. There are many that are discouraging, but I challenge you, young person, I challenge you, older person, to just be different. Be a Christian that's on display, displaying your speech. He says, let no man think against you, or let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word. In word. Anyone can use bad words. Anyone can use negative words. But prove yourself with mature words, words of life. Prove yourself with encouraging words. Prove yourself with positive words. Prove yourself with motivating words. Be a Christian on display who uses God's words. And God's word comes from your mouth and your lips. Let each of us esteem the other better than ourselves. So tonight we see, if we're going to be a Christian on display, if we're going to prove ourselves, if we're going to be that example that God wants us to be, let it all start with the words that we speak. But then number two, not only the words that we speak, but the conduct that we have. Let us be Christians on display with our conduct. He says, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation. Conversation here means conduct. And so he's talking about not just your words, but your behavior. Paul tells Timothy, don't be like the rest of the young people around you. He says, it's easy to do what they do, but why don't you set the example and do what they haven't done? And be an example to all the rest. A young, mature, godly example. How about this? I say it many times, I'll say it again. Be a one-of-one young person. Older person, be a one-of-one older person. You've heard me say it before, and I'll say it again. In sports cards, if you find a one-of-one, it just simply means that's the only one of its kind. It's the rarest form of a sports card, and if you find a one-of-one, it's worth some kind of money. And so be the only one of your kind. At least start the only one of your kind. A young person who touches lives and excels in school, loving people and serving God. You can always do what everyone else does, but you do something they're not. Living for Jesus. Serving God. Young people, start a trend of being a positive example with your conduct. Notice this another word here. Not only be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation, but charity, which is another word for love. Love in action. We're living in an angry and hateful world. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth and everything else, and he said it was good. And it was good. Until man messed it up. Man messed it up. And now man has tarnished and brought the curse upon this world. So man messed it up in the Garden of Eden. It's been broken ever since. That's why we all deal with the evil that we do. Because it all started in the Garden of Eden. But we're to be an example tonight. Let us be Christians on display. Let us love those who aren't like us. Let us love those who aren't loved. Let us love the unlovable. Whew. Wait a minute. That's work. You're right, it's work. God is looking for some Christians to display tonight his love. And so let us do this. And if you're incapable of loving others the way you should, you may not have experienced the love of Jesus. Because when we take inventory and we see that Jesus died for us, and if we know we're saved, then we're going to want to exhibit that love in our life. And so there's the love you give. That's how we can be a Christian on display. That's how we can be an example, by our love, the love factor. Let me mention this. Not only the love you give, but then there's this other word, spirit. There's charity, and then he says, be an example in spirit. We can be an example. We can be a Christian on display based on the spirit that we have. The spirit. I believe this has to do with attitude. Paul tells Timothy to prove people wrong and have a good attitude. Everyone's going to think you're going to have a rude, selfish, nice when you want to be attitude. And so he says, prove them wrong. Be an example of the believers in spirit. Young people, older people, prove people wrong by having a refreshing spirit. Prove people wrong by having a positive spirit. Prove people wrong by having an encouraging spirit, a loving spirit, a peaceful spirit. Having the Holy Spirit. Prove people wrong by having a passionate spirit for anything wholesome, godly, and true. Too many people tonight have bad attitudes and spirits that are all wrapped up in themselves. So you prove them wrong. Prove them wrong. Be a Christian on display, displaying the spirit that you have. Now, the next word is faith. Faith. Be an example of the believers. Be a Christian on display concerning your faith that you possess. Paul tells Timothy to be an example in faith. Be an example of the faith in God that you have. So, when life gets tough, young person, older person, trust that God will see you through. Easier preached than lived, but it must be preached. While others are turning to drugs and alcohol, when life gets tough and life gets hard, you be an example. Be an example of your faith in God and the faith that you have in God. Show others that by your faith and by your life that God will see you through. Lean on your faith, young person. Lean on your faith. Way too many people are getting out of church and are turning again to drugs and alcohol and all kinds of garbage out there. But lean on your faith. Be an example. Be a Christian on display when it comes to faith. Be an example of faith by walking with the Lord. We're going to be done early tonight. I got one more to share. And that is the word purity. This is the big one. Purity. Be an example. Be a Christian on display concerning the purity that's on the inside of you. Be pure. Be clean. Be an example to others by the cleanness of heart that you have. Prove people wrong that you're not like everyone else when they say that you are. Prove them wrong. And you care about, prove them wrong by telling them that you care about remaining pure and doing things right and wholesome and true by following the right kind of paths. So we can be Christians on display when it comes to purity. Don't dive into the dirtiness of this world like a lot are around us. And they're proud of it. But be wholesome and genuine and true, receiving the good things of God. Set boundaries in your life that you will stay clean and keep clean. Be an example of purity. And so tonight we see that the Bible tells us to let no man despise thy youth. The message is to young people, but also it's to all of us. It's to all of us. Let us live our lives in such a way that the world and even church people, church members, those in the church, won't think against us, but we'll be an example. We'll be Christians on display in word, conversation, charity, spirit, faith, and purity. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you. We praise you for who you are, for what you do. Thank you, God, for the lesson tonight, the message. Kept it short tonight, but to the point. And just thank you for the service. Help us, Lord, to be that kind of Christian on display that can be a blessing to all those around us. Nobody's perfect. We've all missed the mark. But thank you, Lord, for allowing us to rise another day to walk after you, to follow in your footsteps, and to be an example. We love you tonight, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to go ahead and dismiss tonight. If anybody has any other word to share, we'll just end it right there. All right, everybody have a blessed week, and we'll see you, Lord willing, on Wednesday night.